Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to share this time together. I'm so glad you joined me. If you're a new listener, we welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast, and I pray that you're blessed. What we have been doing the last several broadcasts is sharing about the importance of the Holy Spirit, His person, His working, His function in our lives. And most recently, we've been looking at ways that we can grieve the Holy Spirit of God. To grieve means to bring sorrow, to vex or to sadden or to offend. And we don't want to do that. So because of that, I was stirred by the Lord to go to the Word and find ways that the Word describes that we can actually grieve His Holy Spirit so we can avoid doing that. The first way I shared is that with our tongue, with allowing corrupt communication to proceed out of our mouth. The second point was to ignore His presence. And the third point, which I'd like to begin and focus on today, is we can grieve Him or sorrow Him by rejecting His teaching. Now think about that. One of the purposes of the Holy Spirit is a teacher. He guides us into all truth. He brings all things to our remembrance. The scripture in John, the 14th chapter, verse 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Also, he directs us in the way of godliness. A scripture reference there I'd like to share is Isaiah, the 30th chapter, verse 21. "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left." So He will definitely teach us. He'll show us to walk in that narrow way, not the wide way that leads to destruction, but the narrow way, the highway of holiness. In Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, verse 10, referring to rebellious Israel, the word of the Lord says, "But they rebelled and vexed His Holy Spirit. Therefore He was turned to be their enemy, and He fought against them." Beloved, the Holy Spirit is ever seeking to lead us into the truth as it is in Jesus, that we might be sanctified and made ready and made meet for the Master's use. So, if we refuse His teaching, what happens? He's grieved. And how can we do that? Well, we can refuse to accept His teachings through prejudice or unbelief. If we do that, we grieve His Spirit. Or if we refuse to obey His leading when He shows us the right way to walk in, then we also grieve His Holy Spirit. And let's consider, I want to take just a little bit of time so you really grasp this concept, this truth. He's our teacher, number one. And if we refuse or accept His teaching through our own opinions, the own mindsets we have, our own prejudices, or our unbelief, we're grieving Him. So what does that mean? Well, we know from Scripture that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our Christian walk is a journey. It's from glory to glory. It's a continuing growth process. So if we're not growing, if we feel that we're just not moving anywhere, we're stagnating, we may well suspect ourselves of disobedience to the Holy Spirit. It's possible you could be grieving Him and not even knowing it. That's why I'm taking the time on these broadcasts to share these very important points with you. Remember that the chief purpose of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Christ. And what a great grief to Him that His gracious work should in any way be hindered in us or through us. And if His purpose is to glorify Christ, and we hinder that purpose by stubbornness or our own rebellion, we're dishonoring Christ. John 16 and 14 said, Jesus said, He, referring to the Holy Spirit, shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall shew it unto you. So we can grieve him by rejecting his role as teacher and counselor and instructor. The fourth thing I'd like to share with you is we can grieve the Holy Spirit by conniving at the things which he hates. You might say, Sister Glass, what do you mean? What are you saying? Well, 1 Peter 4:14 says, If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth on you. Did you hear that? If we're reproached for Christ, we can rejoice because the Spirit of glory and of God resteth on you. Now, the Holy Spirit is opposed to sin in every form. So when we sidle up to something he hates, we're grieving him. All worldliness and all self-seeking are antagonistic to his very nature and his very mission. Look at what he's come to do. He's come to create and give life to us. He dwells with the saints. He glorifies Christ. He guides us. He helps us in our infirmities. He reproves. He sanctifies. He searches all things. He strives with sinners. He testifies of Christ. He convinces of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Now, let's take a look at this. So let's look at this on two levels. Let's look at it on an individual level and then in a more general level as far as the church or the body of Christ. In a personal way, suppose you had a close personal friend or maybe a best friend who knew you really, really well, and all of a sudden you found them winking secretly at things that you abhorred, that things you didn't like. They just didn't react the way you did. How grieved, how upset you would be at that discovery. Well, are we any more sensitive than the Holy Spirit is? I don't think so. He far surpasses all of us in sensitivity. So when we connive or fool around with, if I can use a colloquial term, not a fancy dictionary word, but although that word fits it really well, we grieve his Holy Spirit. Well, if you've listened to Sister Glass very, very long, you know that I can hardly restrain myself because I love to give definitions. I love to give what words mean, the understanding of them. There's such a richness in knowing what a word means, and sometimes it's just the right word. Well, this word connive really fits because this is what it means. It's implied assent, tacit consent, or encouragement, secret approval, voluntary blindness to an act of wrongdoing. Voluntary oversight, toleration, pretended ignorance. Whoa, that's what, when we do any of those things, when we pretend ignorance, when we just willingly overlook something, when we tolerate sin, when we compromise with the world, when something is done wrong and we pretend not to see it, when we're giving by our lack of speaking out or doing something, tacit consent or encouragement or approval, we are grieving the Holy Spirit. And that is something we should try to avoid at all costs. I don't know about you, but this is causing me to search my soul in so many ways as we've taken this time to learn more about the Holy Spirit and his ways. So let's not be guilty of conniving with things that he hates, fooling around with sin, straddling the fence, compromising with the world and the world's standards. God's called us to a holy calling. We're to walk that walk of holiness, and it's a walk of liberty. Praise God, praise God. you know, I'm just going to stop and obey the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my child, I have called you to be like me. And I dwell in the high and the holy place, and with him also who is of a contrite heart and a humble spirit, to revive the heart of the contrite ones and to revive the spirit of the humble. And my beloved, it is my desire that you walk in holiness and that you would allow the searchlight of my word to examine your heart, to examine your soul, that you would not do those things that so easily offend, those things that are so readily accepted by the world. I have not called you to be like the world, but I've called you out of the world, translating you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of my dear Son. So therefore, my child, I would that you walk circumspectly and softly before me and hear the word of the Lord, hear the word that's being shared, that you would not offend, that you would be perfect in all your ways, says the Lord, even this day. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May we do that by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we claim that. And then I wanted to share also about the level of the church, not just an individual level, that sometimes the church has been guilty of doing things that grieve the Spirit of God. We see an example in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel 3 and 4. Samuel was being raised up as a judge and prophet in Israel because of the corruption of Eli, the high priest, and his wicked sons. When the daughter-in-law of Eli, Phinehas's wife, gave birth to a male child, she named him Ichabod, and she said, "The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken." And many times the glory of God has, you know, Ichabod's been written over a lot of denominations and churches because they have not followed the way of the Lord. There's a danger in the church today. Woe to those who forget their high priestly duties to the Lord, who disdain the holiness of our God, who allow worldly influence and worldly mentality to come in and to rob the people of the presence of God. Remember, saints, that scripture I shared with you at the beginning of the broadcast, the Spirit of glory and of God resteth on you. We need to pray for our church leaders for a new walk in holiness, and that we will not compromise with the standards and the mentality of the word, as is happening in many places. God bless you. I see my time is getting very close to coming to an end, so I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for listening. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. I invite you to write or email me at the address the announcer will give. God bless you for your prayers and financial help. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.